Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, a hump day, and yes, it is me. I am back. I am not 100%, but I'm 80. I'm 70 or 80, and I've missed you so much. Yes, I'm back from the plague, kind of, and we have so much to talk about tonight. So many exciting things happening, maybe some scary things happening, but that'll be fun too. We are going to discuss why the communists are freaking out about U.S. aid, why they're freaking out about this government funding stuff in general. Are we going to take over Gaza? We'll get to talk about the communist mindset when it comes to occupying the government, buying out federal workers. We're already shooting it out with the cartels, shipping our prisoners down to El Salvador, all that, emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let's talk about something, shall we? Let's just for a moment walk with me with this here. I want you to think about the last 2 weeks. Trump's been president for 2 weeks now, roughly. Was it 3 weeks, Chris? It's 3 weeks. Wait a minute. Yeah, it's 2 weeks. I'm right. 2 weeks. 2 weeks he's been president. Now, I want you to think, just stop on the news for the day for a second. I want you to think about everything that he's done, that his administration has done in the first 2 weeks of his presidency. Just pause for a moment and think about it, because it's so much, right? Remember all the executive orders on day one? Day one! Day one, we're getting executive orders. He's got them stacked up on his desk, and it's on everything from, January 6th, political prisoners are gone, and the cartels are a terrorist network, and the DEI's out of the government. It's just more things than I could ever list here. It was a boom, 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 boom. 2 weeks accomplishing huge things every single day. And yet, you know, one of the most common, not only thoughts that I've had, but emails and voicemails I've gotten from you, one of the most common ones has been, Jesse, why are they so quiet? Jesse, the communists are so quiet. Jesse, what are they planning? Jesse, they're not saying anything. And I've had the same thoughts. I'm not making fun of you. Same thing for me. Ash, what are they doing? But then, in the last 48 hours, of course, about the time I get sick, then we get this freak out, a collective freak out from everywhere. Media, Democrat, politicians, I mean, you name it, and we'll play more of this stuff, but we're at war?
Not take this! We will fight back!
Fight back! Fight back!
And as I close out, because I know we've been out here for a long time, yeah. And God damn, shut down the Senate! Yeah. We are at war!
We're at war? Huh. But why the freak out now? He was already deporting people and things. Already shutting down DEI, doing all this stuff. Why at war now? You've heard of the phrase splitting the baby, right? Or splitting the baby.
kind of splitting the baby. But what is that about? What is it? Well, most people, I would venture to say, no, it's a story from the Bible, as a matter of fact. And in fact, I have it right here. It's only just a couple of verses. I thought it might be helpful because what's that story about? It's about King Solomon. This is, by the way, this is from 1 Kings 3:16. Then two prostitutes came to the king and stood before him. One woman said, "Oh, my Lord, this woman and I live in the same house, and I gave birth to a child while she was in the house. Then on the third day after I gave birth, this woman also gave birth, and we were alone. There was no one else with us in the house. Only we two were in the house. And this woman's son died in the night because she lay on him. And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me while your servant slept. And I laid him at her breast and laid her dead son at my breast. When I rose in the morning to nurse my child, behold, he was dead. But when I looked at him closely in the morning, behold, he was not the child I had born. But the other woman said, 'No, the living child is mine and the dead child is yours.' The first said, 'No, the dead child is yours and the living child is mine.' Thus they spoke before the king. Then the king said, 'The one says, this is my son that is alive and your son is dead. And the other says, no, but your son is dead and my son is the living one.' And the king said, 'Bring me a sword.' So a sword was brought before the king. And the king said, 'Divide the living child in two and give half to the one and half to the other.' Then the woman whose son was alive said to the king, because her heart yearned for her son, 'Oh, my Lord, give her the living child and by no means put him to death.' But the other one said, 'He shall be neither mine nor yours. Divide him.' And then the king answered and said, 'Give the living child to the first woman and by no means put him to death. She is the mother.'" But what's that story about? Oh, you can find out what is truly precious to somebody, what someone truly, genuinely cares about, by threatening to kill it. You see, Donald Trump walked into office 2 weeks ago, and he's done about 8,000 things. We can't even catch up with everything. I'll start a show at 6 o'clock Eastern time. By the time 9 o'clock Eastern rolls around, I've been talking. I missed half the crap he's doing. It's been coming so fast. What do we do? Ah! But the thing the communists finally threw up their hands about wasn't the cartels being terrorists, wasn't even rooting DEI out of the military. The thing they really took to the streets about was U.S. aid? That's weird.
Also know this is just the beginning. If DOGE attacks USAID today, then you can be sure they'll move on to another target tomorrow. Who knows? Maybe it'll be the Postal Service or the IRS.
Oh, no, anything but that. We'll come back to that. Oh, Chuck Schumer's been in the streets.
We are going to fight this fight. I am going to stand with you in this fight. And we will win.
We will win.
Ayanna Pressley.
With unprecedented organizing, mobilizing, agitating, we will see you in the courts, in Congress, in the streets. Elon Musk is a Nazi nepo baby.
So why the freak out? Well, here's a pretty good example of it. We'll take kind of a macro view and then we'll zoom in a little bit. Why the collective freak out? I want you to picture this scenario. Just picture this. During the Great Depression, you've probably read books about this or you've watched a movie or something. You're aware it existed where guys had to show up and they'd get paid every day. They were showing up just for gig work in a given day, maybe at the docks. And you would show up, you'd wait in line, and hopefully the guy who was choosing the workers would choose you, and you'd get to work that day. And then oftentimes you get paid at the end of that day, not like a weekly paycheck or biweekly. People were starving, so you had to get paid. So I want you to think about this. I want you to picture this. You are that guy. You're the guy who gets to decide who comes in, who leaves. And you're, as that guy, you get to pay people at the end of every single day. Now, you are a bad guy with your own motivations. And it doesn't matter who owns the dock company behind you. Doesn't matter who the general manager is that day, who the foreman is that day, because they come and they go. You are always the guy who gets to stand there at the gate and say, Bob, you come in. Hey, Jack, you come in. Oh, Jimmy, my cousin, Jimmy, come on in. You are the one who gets to decide who gets to work that day. And on the way out, oh, I know there's a designated amount. You're only supposed to give 10 bucks to this guy and 15 bucks to that guy, but you have the bag of money. You're the one filling up the envelopes. Maybe Jimmy, your cousin. Hey, Jimmy, come here. I know you were supposed to get 15. Hey, here's 50. Go buy me some steaks. Let's get together. We'll get some steaks tonight and some whiskey. Thanks, Jimmy. Maybe you don't like Carl. Carl's always kind of bothered you. He's supposed to get 20 bucks that day, but you're the money guy. You're only going to give him 10 because you control the money. Who comes in, who goes, the amount of money they receive coming in, going out. Now, we're going to discuss that specific analogy. We're going to discuss how much of your money, how vast the communist activist system is that is funded by your money. And so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to those things, let's ask you, well, not really to fund anything. How about if we just gave you something for free? Because we're sitting here looking at the fact that we funded one of the most disgusting communist publications in the country. And we're wondering, what do we do? Well, at least you can find other ways to save money. How about getting a no-cost education from Hillsdale College? How's that sound? No, I can't get you a master's degree from Hillsdale at no cost, but Hillsdale's offering more than 40 free online courses now. Constitution 101, one of the best ones I've found so far. You want to know more about the Constitution than, well, pretty much all of your friends? Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. And I need to stress this. There is no cost to enroll. Even Chris will do it. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. And it's not just, you know, the Constitution. It's not just C.S. Lewis. Rome. I mean, you name it. Over 40 free online courses from the greatest university in the country. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. Now let's talk about that analogy. Let's talk about communist activism funded by you, choke points, and more. Next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. And yes, I am back. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, in case you're just joining us, we're talking about all these things. Donald Trump's done so many things in 2 weeks, but there's one thing that really sent the communists into the streets. One thing had Chuck Schumer, Alana Presley, activists all over the country freaking out. One specific thing had your liberal Aunt Peggy posting on Facebook this morning. I can't believe he's canceling USAID. Ah! USAID? Why that one thing? And so I just use an analogy. I'm not going to cover the whole thing again about being the one guy at the company who had the choke point, who decided who came in, who got hired that day, and being the one who decided who got paid, how much they got paid. You see, for the longest time, for as long as I've been alive, this is how it has worked, not only in the federal government, you should understand this, but in state governments and in local governments across the country. For as long as I've been alive, Democrats, communists, have been trying and succeeding to figure out how to insulate their agenda from the American voter. And let's pause on that for a moment. It's going to sound like a little side street we're going down, but it's not. It's important to understand this. One of the key distinctions between a communist and an anti-communist, a communist and a free man. Me, I am a free man. I believe in freedom. But what does that mean? It's not just a bunch of hokey words. Well, me, I have strong beliefs about things. Strong beliefs, as you know, just like you do. I have strong beliefs about things. However, I do not want my beliefs forced on you. I do not want anybody private, public, otherwise. I do not want anyone to try to force you to believe what I believe, to do what I do, to say what I say. I do not believe in that. I believe in your freedom to do as you wish, say as you wish, believe as you wish, because I believe in the idea of freedom. It's why, it's funny, we got about half the people emailing into the show, well, probably not half anymore, most of those, these ones have left, but half the people email into the show complaining about how I've said something about Jewish producer Chris, or how I was talking about Muslims, or this or that, but then the other half will email in, Jesse, I'm a Muslim, I love the show, I think it's hilarious. Why? Because I just don't care what you believe. I'll say whatever I want because I don't care what you believe. I want you to be free. You believe what you want. You do as you want. But that's the difference between me and you and a communist. Well, you and me are together. You and me and a communist. The communist does not believe that at all. The communist is a herd animal who believes in order to achieve what he wants achieved, everybody must do, say, believe the exact same thing. What you want, what I want, is completely unimportant. I mean, even the truth is unimportant. Why?
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
They're trying to find consensus and get important things done. Your freedom, it's a problem. So, force is what they believe in. Force. You must be forced to do things you don't want. That's why you had to be forced to get the vaccine. That's why you had to be forced to do this, forced to say that, forced to do this. They believe in force. The communist believes in force in order to keep you in the herd. Only the herd coming together and reaching a consensus is how, of course, they can get things done. The communist believes in force. Now, back to our story about the government. For as long as I've been alive, the communist has worked to insulate his agenda from the voter because he has always understood the things he wants aren't necessarily popular. They really won't ever be popular. But because he believes in force, he's not worried about that. Whether it's popular or not, it has to get done. So how do I get it done? What I believe is right, what you believe is evil, you're not supposed to believe what you believe. So I must force you to do, think, believe, talk, act like I talk. How am I going to do that? Well, what better way to do that than by taking government itself, and I'll find a way to ensure government itself pushes my belief system, forces it onto people, and they are completely powerless to do anything about it. Back to the analogy I used about the Great Depression and the guy doing a hiring and firing. He never stressed who managed the dock. Ownership change at the dock. None of these things mattered to him at all. Change management. Change the policy. Tell me who I want to hire. Tell me who I want to fire. Tell me how much to pay people. You can tell me all these things you want. You can give me any directive you want. I'm here in control of the money. I hold the envelope. I decide who's hired and fired. You can own the dock. You can manage the dock. You can be a foreman on the dock. But guess who holds the choke point of power on the dock? Me. I'm the guy who decides who gets hired, who gets fired, who gets paid, who doesn't get paid, how much they get paid. I have seized the choke point. And so I am now the decision maker. And for as long as I've been alive, in 43 years, Republican presidents, Democrat presidents, and this includes Donald Trump the first time, oh, they've taken over the dock, changed ownership of the dock, managed the dock, but they've, all of them, left that guy alone, the guy who's doing the hiring and firing and handing out the money. And that was always where the real power was. We'll continue along these lines as it pertains to U.S. aid and other things. Before we do that, I want to read this for you. I want to read this to you real quickly. Jesse. Hey, after a career in the Marine Corps, I had a hard time working for someone else. I decided to go in the irrigation business and work for myself. Started having problems with my knees and back from years of ruck marches and daily abuse. Thought it was just all used up. I'd have to close my business. That is until I heard you talking about Relief Factor. I thought, what do I have to lose? So I put in an order. Started feeling a big difference in just a few weeks. It's been almost a year now, and I have my hard-charging swagger back. I'm 30 again. Thank you for saving my health and my business. You want to feel better? You don't have to live with that knee friggin' pain. It's dogging you. Your back pain, your hands hurt, your muscle hurts. Try Relief Factor, man. 100% drug-free supplement. Not masking your pain. Not ignoring it. Getting rid of it. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day, back in the chair. I have missed you so much, back from the dead, talking about government, communists occupying the government, and how, and we're getting there, how it has been the source of their power. It's not an accident that Donald Trump did 8,000 things, and there wasn't really that big of an outcry from the communists. But all of a sudden, they take over U.S. aid and shut it down, and we get this?
It is really, really a sad day in America. We are witnessing a constitutional crisis. We talked about Trump wanting to...
I can't hear that voice anymore. But look, Caroline Leavitt actually talked about USAID a bit today, talking about its priorities, things like that. Here she was.
Through USAID over the past several years, these are some of the insane priorities that that organization has been spending money on. $1.5 million to advance DEI in Serbia's workplaces, $70,000 for a production of a DEI musical in Ireland, $47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia, $32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru. I don't know about you, but as an American taxpayer, I don't want my dollars going towards this crap, and I know the American people don't either, and that's...
Now, how does that happen? Because remember, all that's your money. All that money she just laid out. If you went to work today, your money went to those things she just said. So how does that happen? And it's been going on forever. It happened under Trump the first time. Happened under Bush. Happened under... How does that happen? Well, back to the analogy I used about being the guy who holds the choke point of power in the company. I'm going to play something for you right now. It's very, very, very revealing. So turn up the radio and listen. This was actually a story by ABC News. And what they did was they interviewed somebody who was in the building when Elon Musk came in and started taking over. Him and his group of people started. They basically walked into a government office and did what any smart employer would do. They don't give you a heads up. They shut you down and cut off your computer access immediately. That way you can't poison pill the company on the way out the door. That's why the company will use security to escort you out of the building when you're fired. That's why those things are done. This is basic in the private sector. But ABC News interviewed this lady, USAID lady. Now, you just heard about all the money and stuff that was going to tranny studies here and all this other crap. Listen to this former USAID employee discuss what it was like when Elon and the boys rolled in.
Doge was in the building.
Just to let you know, that analogy I used about the guy who's been the gatekeeper, here he is.
Doge was in the building. We took down our pride flags. I took out any books I felt would be incriminating. No one was talking. We heard they started taking transcripts automatically of all of our Google Meets. They unplugged the news in the little kitchen galleys. It didn't feel good. And then Saturday, all of the websites went down. And then I lost complete access to my computer.
We started taking down our pride flags. Lost access to my computer. So I'm going to again play, because this is really, it's not important for USAID, although that is really, really important. I don't want to dismiss that. As we go into this discussion about our taxpayer money at the local, state, and federal level funding communism, I'm going to play these two sound bites back to back. Hey, Caroline Levitt. What's USAID been doing with taxpayer money?
Through USAID over the past several years, these are some of the insane priorities that that organization has been spending money on. $1.5 million to advance DEI in Serbia's workplaces, $70,000 for a production of a DEI musical in Ireland, $47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia.
But what kind of person would be authorizing these payments? Who works here?
Doge was in the building. We took down our pride flags. I took out any books I felt would be incriminating. No one was talking.
We took down our pride flags, and I took down any books I felt would be incriminating? What's happening at USAID, USAID, is just one example of a million of what's been happening, what is still happening in this country. And that is the American communist, the American Democrat, believes in force. He believes in forcing what he wants onto you. Not freedom of choice, force. That belief system oftentimes leads him to take positions of power wherever you can find them. Sometimes they're at your private company. That's why your HR lady, that's why your profit in your company has gone down significantly, and you can't seem to hire good people ever since you hired that angry lesbian to work in HR. It takes place in the government level, especially in the government level, and I need you to hear me here, please. Don't think this is just federal. It happens in your state, not my red state. We're in South Carolina. It happens in South Carolina. It happens in Texas. It happens in Montana. Federal, state, and one more. Hear me. Local level. The American communist seeks out choke points of power, and oftentimes those choke points of power are positions inside of the government. And lots of times, they're not elected positions at all. Lots of times, they are these bureaucratic positions where you have to wade through a million layers of muck before you even find out who they are, what they make, who they answer to, what they do at all. You ignore these positions. I ignore these positions. The American communist who believes in force does not ignore these positions. He is adamant about grabbing these positions. And as you look at, we'll stick with the federal government for our purposes here. As you look at the federal government and you look at these numbers and you're scratching your head and you're seeing 90%+ of the federal government are Democrats. And wait a minute, the government is full of people like this.
Doge was in the building. We took down our pride flags. I took out any books I felt would be incriminating. No one was talking.
How did that happen? Here's how it happened. For decades and decades and decades, you and I neglected the business of government because we believe in freedom. We believe in leaving people alone. We want to live our lives, do separate things. And as we were neglecting the business of government, the communist who believes in force was taking over every single square inch of it because the communist understood if he could simply take over the government from within, then elections mean almost nothing at all. Pause and consider this for a moment, and this is in no way an insult to Donald Trump, who I am doing backflips about during the first 2 weeks of his first election, of his second election. All these monsters, they're running out now. All of them. FBI, CIA, we'll get to these things. All these people, virtually every single one of them, were in their government position wielding power during Donald Trump's entire first term. Why? How did Donald Trump get his America First agenda kneecapped from within his own government? Trump did what everyone does. Republicans, Democrats, all of them. They'll change management. They'll change the faces on the military chain of command. There's a new man in charge. Hey, man, I'm running things now. But unless you walk into the HR department and fire the angry lesbian, unless you walk into USAID and clear everybody out, you haven't changed a thing but the name on the business cards. That's all you've ever changed because they've taken the positions of power. Now, why are they freaking out? Because Trump 2.0 knows it now. And now the communist is in deep trouble. I'll finish this up in a couple minutes, then we'll go on to some other things. Before I do that, there is something else that's in very, very deep trouble in this country. Very deep trouble. And that's whatever blender you're currently using. You see, your blender, I don't even know what it is. It's inferior to mine. I'm not bragging. I have the obliterator. Does your blender have a name? It doesn't, does it? My blender has a name. Chefman designed the obliterator. They went and found the right freaking motor that would last forever for this thing. It's won design awards. We're talking premium blender without dropping hundreds of dollars. And I've been mentioning this to you for a while. You want to save some money on an obliterator? How about 15% off? C-H-E-F-M-A-N, chefman.com. Enter the promo code Jesse at checkout, and you save 15% on top of everything else. I have the best blender in the country. My blender is better than yours. Not bragging. We'll finish talking about this next.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a wonderful hump day, talking about this taxpayer-funded corruption. Okay, so specifically, I mean, we can go into all this stuff about USAID, USAID, but we don't have to get into too much. You've already gone over that for two straight days. I just explained why and how this happened. How could we have a government organization that is so poisoned from top to bottom, it just spreads left-wing activism all over the globe? Well, communists have chosen to occupy the positions of power inside of our government. And so now, look, this is a headline. This is from, when is this? This is from back in August. I could have picked a million of them, but here's the headline. Our corrupt leadership. Vance tries to tether Harris to Biden during the Michigan rally. Vance tried to tether Harris to Biden? She was his VP. What a ridiculous, what a crazy communist headline. What kind of quack publication published that? Oh, let me look. Oh, Politico? Huh. Now that's weird. You know what's weird about Politico is I don't think I know anybody who consumes it. Politico. I'm trying to think. I have a bunch of friends in politics. I don't know anyone. Huh. So if I can't think of anybody who consumes politics from Politico, and Politico's still published. It's a published publication, obviously. And they're publishing this wicked communist slop all the time. How do they make their money? Oh, look at that. We now know from today, millions and millions and millions of dollars to Politico came from you.
So upon coming out here to the briefing room, I was made aware of the funding from USAID to media outlets, including Politico, who I know has a seat in this room. And I can confirm that the more than 8 million taxpayer dollars that have gone to essentially subsidizing subscriptions to Politico on the American taxpayer's dime will no longer be happening. The Doge team is working on canceling those payments now.
What were those payments? The federal government was paying federal employees, paying for their subscription to Politico. And we are talking, the last number I heard, they're still combing through the numbers, but the last number I heard was 25% of their subscribership came from you. This is my warning to you after this whole first hour. So we have so much we still have to get to during the show. What's happening right now with USAID is just the tip. Just the tip. We have been funding communist activism in this country. We've talked about it so many times on this show. How many times have we ranted and raved about what the communists is doing is looting the treasury of this country, finding a way at every level to stick his disgusting demonic hands in the treasury of this country and then hand that money out to reward their friends and punish their enemies. Almost everything you see communist activism wise is not only funded, that's bad enough. You turn on the television and you see the animals looting Foot Locker after George Floyd died, and you say to yourself, oh my gosh, these people must be really mad about injustice. No, it's five people who were paid to be there, organized. And sure, they got the crowd whipped up into a frenzy, of course, but it was paid for, organized. How did the pallets of bricks show up in miraculous city after city after city across the country? Paid for, organized. The COVID insanity you saw, paid for, organized. The illegals are starting to take to the streets waving Mexican flags in LA. How'd they get there? Paid for, organized. But the worst part of all that is something we've talked about before and something you're catching a glimpse of now. It was paid for by you, the taxpayer. The communist has, well, for as long as he's been involved politically, has believed in taking positions of power inside of the government for the purpose of pushing his revolution forward. And finding a way to do it with your money. That may be the true scandal. And that leads me to this. It's happening in your state. Whatever state you're listening to me from right now, blue, red, I don't care. It's already happened in your state. How does it happen? Well, In 1985, I'm about to make this up, okay? It's just an example, but in 1985, Texas passed a law. It was a law to protect nature. We need to conserve nature. Somebody's killing too many of our white-tailed deer. We got to find a way to conserve nature. And so I'll get with the state legislature, maybe even under Republicans, and we'll pass a law that we're going to conserve nature. In fact, we're going to donate $50 million a year to the conservation of nature right here in Texas. Yeah, protect those white-tails. Okay, sounds good. $50 million a year. Well, that gets kicked down the road to a bureaucratic agency here in Texas. The bureaucratic agency here in Texas is full of a bunch of bureaucrats, mostly Democrats who've sought out positions of power in the government, and they have to figure out where, when, and how to spend $50 million a year of your money. But of course, they don't care about conserving nature. They care about communism. And so they take your $50 million a year and they'll go find this, quote, green commie company and this solar company and this. They'll use whatever interpretation they want. and they'll find a way to bloodsuck $50 million a year of your money out of your wallet and hand it to various communist friends. Of course, they don't contract directly with their friend. They'll take that $50 million a year and they'll find an air fingers quote. And I mean, this is the largest air fingers quote you've ever seen, especially because my hands are so big. They'll find some nonprofit, of course. The Chris's Environmental Studies Group is what they'll call it. And of course, Chris is just nothing but a worthless card-carrying commie who hires all his cousins, but they're about to get $10 million of your money to conserve nature. And that's how it's worked for a long, long time. And what's happening right now is so wonderful. I'm so happy I could cry. Yes, we have a ton of work to do. As I just laid out, we have to get in on it. But that's what's been happening for decades. And that explains so much of the rot you see, and it explains so much of the anger you see from the communists. Now, before we talk about shipping and Navy and other things, and we're going to talk about the Gaza stuff, but we'll wrap up this thought here, and then we'll talk about the Gaza, rebuilding Gaza. Before we talk about that, I don't want any more emails from anybody ever asking if Fred got the flu along with everyone else. You know, the concern really should be for me, not with the worthless, fluffy, idiot dog. Although I will say, James, my oldest, who's been pretty much on his deathbed, Fred slept with him every night. Just that big, fluffy idiot crawled right up next to him and just comforted him every single night. That is the one thing that dog's good at. And that's why we give him Rough Greens. That's the exact reason we give him Rough Greens. He's part of our family. Rough Greens is the all-natural nutritional supplement that will keep Fred alive longer and keep him healthier while he's alive. There's no nutrition in dog food. It's all dead. The nutrition's right there in Rough Greens. Sprinkle it on your dog's food and enjoy the differences in your dog. And cat. They have it for cats as well. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.